Hare Krishna. So this is the men's sangha, right? Men's sangha. No women allowed. People are trying to solve so many problems. The problem is they don't chant Hare Krishna. That's the only problem. Yeah. It's not just some statement. It is a reality. You chant Hare Krishna, all your problems will go. And then you'll have new problems, which are nice ones. How to keep chanting, how to keep dancing. So the whole world is trying to find solutions to the problems of life. And they're coming up with more and more ideas. And guess what? They're creating more problems, that's all. The problem is nobody's chanting Hare Krishna. If you have that one understanding that everything is auspicious, everything is perfect, everything is successful, everything becomes wonderful by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. What else is there to do but just to continue chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. We hear how merciful Mahaprabhu is. But he's done so much mercy by giving everything that everyone is looking for and more in the process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I was just reading today one book that just recently was published by one godbrother of mine called Bob Brew. And the name of the book is Divine Intoxication. And it's the life of Srila Akinchinadas Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Have you heard of him? Yes? No? Akinchinadas Babaji Maharaj was a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada, a very dear godbrother of Srila Prabhupada. When he first became a devotee, he graduated from Dhaka University with great honors. It looked like he was going to be very successful in his material life as a lawyer. But then he was always thinking, I need to find a guru. So everywhere he would go, he'd go to different festivals. He was still a young man, just graduated college. His whole life is in front of him. Finally, he came to one program where Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was there. Hearing Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati speak and hearing the power of his transcendental words, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj said, I have found my spiritual master. And he dedicated his life. And when his first one of, after some time, he was initiated. And when he was initiated, he just liked to chant Hare Krishna. In fact, that's all he did. And all the other devotees would sometimes complain, come on, you have to do some service. You have to collect some lakshmi for the temple. You have to do other services. But he was never interested. He just chanted Hare Krishna all day. And all night. He would stay up all night and chant. Now we read how Bhakti Siddhanta Jai Panchatattva Ki Jai. We read how Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati made that one statement in regard to people who simply sit down and do bhajan and chant, they are simply thinking of money and women, that's all. Therefore, they are not qualified. But when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati would hear the complaints of the other devotees in the math about Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, all he wants to do is chant. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, that is very good. Because he knew this person, he hasn't a taste for the holy name. He would just chant, that's all. And he would chant and chant and chant and chant. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati couldn't pacify the other devotees. So he said, all right, you can also do what he's doing. No problem. So they tried, but they couldn't. They would sit with him for hours, and then they would fall asleep or get tired, and he would continue chanting. So as much as they tried to keep up with him, they realized he was on another level. So in their attempts to find fault with him, and Bhaktisiddhanta said, all right, you want to find fault? No problem. You can do what he's doing. So, but they couldn't do it. Then they realized he was such a great soul. So he would just chant and chant and chant and chant and chant. But still, some of the devotees were not happy. They were a little envious of him. You see that sometimes in the temples. When one devotee is a little more advanced or a little bit more qualified, other devotees become a little envious sometimes. And that's maya, that's material. The devotee thinks, oh, if this person is making nice advancement, that's nice, I want to make advancement too. Let me catch up with him. He's doing so nice, she's doing so nice. Never like there is some mean spirit or some envy or some unhappiness because of another person's more qualified in both service and getting the mercy of the Lord. Devotees are always encouraging everyone, please, you get the mercy, and if you get it, please give it to me. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati would still be bothered by the other devotees who were complaining about him because he wouldn't sleep. He would just chant the whole night and then right through the day. Nobody saw him sleep. He would just chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was still getting bothered by other devotees who were complaining, so Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, his name was Swadik Karana Nandana, Nandana, Swadik Karananda. That was his initiated name. And so he left the math thinking that I don't want to give my spiritual master trouble. So he went away. And then he just started to wander and go to different places. And all he would do was chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was unhappy that he had lost this wonderful disciple. So the devotees, one devotee found him after many years and said, Guru Maharaj is feeling unhappy without you. Please come back. So he came back after some time. And that's all he would do, was chant. So many times he would just chant, chant, chant. Later on, when Prabhupada came with his Western disciples to India, he would meet some of them. And they were really inspired by him, so they would try to get his association. And he loved to chant. He never spoke. You couldn't get him to get in a conversation because he had no time for talking. Because he was always chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he would, he just didn't have time for any kind of talk. He spoke perfect English, but nobody knew it. Because he never spoke it. One day, there's one little story in the book where His Holiness Radhanath Swami was also in the same area, and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj met him. So Maharaj, It was just Bhakta Richard at the time. So he was going to the temple. And one day he missed going to the Mangal Arati. He got up late. So later on, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj said, "Where were you?" And then Radhanath Swami looked around and thinking, "Who's speaking?" And he said, "I'm talking to you." "Oh, you speak English. Where were you this morning?" And then he realized he spoke English. He never really spoke English before. So this was his, and he was so humble. When people would praise him, he would somehow or other go away or not listen to any of his praise. And then, of course, he would meet Srila Prabhupada later on. Prabhupada loved him. When they would meet, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was always laughing. If he wasn't chanting, he was... Yeah, he would be just laughing. Anything people would say... He was so funny. And he would always tell jokes in Bengal. He said, "Your spiritual master, he's so funny." Talking about Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada told him one joke. A man is married to his wife, and he thinks his wife is so beautiful, but yet she looks like a frog. Because every man thinks his wife is the most beautiful, even though she's something else. So they would tell jokes, and then they would laugh. So, and then, you know, one time when they met, you know, there was no formalities between them. You know, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj would just run to Prabhupada. Prabhupada would get up, and they would greet each other and hug, and keep in that embrace for a long time, and then they would just laugh and laugh and laugh. And probably put, Maharaj. It was genuine, not just some kind of, you know, feelings of, you know, it was really genuine love between them. Prabhupada really loved them, and they would speak in Bengali, and nobody could understand it. And they would laugh and tell jokes and then just talk some more. Prabhupada really, really, he was very special. So many times he would meet the devotees and do kirtan. Sometimes the devotees would say, "Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, I want to do kirtan with you." And he would say, "All right, let's do kirtan." He loved kirtan. He was either chanting japa or doing kirtan. That's all. Nothing else. So, and he lived his life like that. I think he left his body around 1985, 84, sometime around there. So he got to know the devotees in ISKCON like that, and Prabhupada's disciples. And devotees really developed a real attraction for him, because he was so humble. But he was always chanting. Always chanting. And there's many, many recordings of his bhajans too. He would sing all of the Bengali bhajans along with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So he taught us that, you know, the holy name is everything. Sometimes people say he's like an incarnation of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur has come back in the form of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. So, yeah, he was a wonderful. I think there's his samadhi is in Vrindavan somewhere like that. And there's many other wonderful stories. But it all centers around bhajans, kirtans, and just interchanges with many devotees about chanting. And so our life, really, and if you, when that famous story, when Srila Prabhupada was at Bhakti Pragya Keshava Maharaja's mat, in 1955. I think it was 55. Or maybe it was 59 when Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. When Radha Govinda, when did Srila Prabhupada take sannyas? 59 he took sannyas. And so there was an initiation ceremony, and so Bhakti Pragyan Maharaj was officiating, and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj there was leading kirtan. And so he was chanting, and then the mantras for the initiation had to begin. And so therefore, he was asked to chant, but chant softly, so the mantras for the initiation could be heard loudly. But Srila Prabhupada, when he saw that, he said, "Louder, louder." He would signal to Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, "Chant louder, chant louder." Later on, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj said, "I knew he would be successful," because he had complete faith in the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So this is our life. We have this great, great boon. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. And what have they come? To simply to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. You know, sometimes we think, oh, this kirtan is nice, and this kirtan is not so nice, and I like that kirtan here, and this one is okay, and this one is not so good. But when you get a taste for the holy name, anybody chanting is wonderful. It doesn't matter who's chanting or what is the melody, because it's the holy name. That's all. So that's the mood. Devotees, that we are so fortunate to have this great benediction of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we make that our most important activity in our devotional life, then our devotional life, no problems, nema, problema. No problem. Hey, no problem. No problem. No problem. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. My godbrother, His Holiness Naranjan Swami Maharaj, was telling me. He said, you know, people were coming to me with this problem. This guy's not right. She's not right. He's not right. I'm not right. The world's not right. Nothing's right. Even Krishna's not right. Nothing's right. So he was saying, problem. So many devotees were coming to me. So many problems. So many problems. So I was thinking what to do. So I was trying to help them with their problems. Of course, we try to do that. So he decided, I'm going to speak every class for the next year that I give, and he's giving classes practically every day, on the holy name. That's all. That's all I'm going to speak on. So for 1 year he gave classes just on the holy name. You know, different things about the holy name. And he said, after 1 year, more than 50% of the problems were gone. So we have so many problems. What is the problem? We're not chanting. We don't have a taste for chanting. We want that taste. We chant, but we want to get that taste, the sweet taste. So how do you get that sweet taste? By chanting more and more. Just chant more and more and more, and the taste will come more and more, because it's available for those who go for it. But you have to go for that taste. When you get that taste, then you think, ah, yes, what the scriptures say is correct. Chanting is everything. So this, the holy name is the mercy manifestation in this age. Rupa Goswami has given us Namastikam, 8 beautiful prayers and glorification of the holy name. And he says the holy name is like a Maha festival that has descended from the spiritual world, from Goloka Vrindavan into this world. It purifies the consciousness. It's the highest yoga. It is the greatest of all forms of glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is so joyful. So, one thing about Ljubljana, somebody says, "Where's Ljubljana?" I don't know. Somebody, where is Ljubljana? Is that a name of a car wash? No. So I tell him it's in Slovenia. Where's that? You heard of former Yugoslavia? Yes. I don't hear the name anymore. I know, because you're out of touch with reality. So I say, this is a place where they have kirtan programs many times a year. So if you really want to get a taste for chanting the holy names. And I just wanted to try out the floor today. So we were dancing just to see how the floor felt. It was a great floor. Now we have to purify the floor by dancing more and more. Make the floor transcendental. Transcendental wood. So yes, this place, Ljubljana, is not a small thing. It's a wonderful place where devotees have kirtan programs many times a year. At least more than most temples, so it's nice. So that's why I'm only in the Balkans for 1 week. Somehow Krishna wouldn't let me come back here this time. So I came today and I have to leave next Thursday after 1 week. But I came and I was thinking, at least I can go to the kirtan program in Ljubljana. So this will be the highlight of my visit. And it'll be the only thing that I'll remember in this visit. So you have a great legacy that you have created, and it's going on and on. So keep it going with as many things as possible. But have kirtan as much as you can. We have kirtan in our morning programs and our evening programs. Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that we should do kirtan 3 hours every night in all our centers everywhere around the world. Everywhere around. He writes that. It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi, what was it? It's in Madhya Lila chapter 2, verse number 203 in the purport. Prabhupada talks about that. Mahaprabhu came to the house of Advaitacharya, and what did they do? They just talked about Krishna all day and had kirtan all night. That's all they did. Mahaprabhu, what did he do? Talked about Krishna, chanted Hare Krishna. We got so many other things to do. But that's okay. Because we have to try to attract the conditioned souls into this movement, so we have to make some arrangements to get them to come. So, but the biggest arrangement, just like, now I just came back from, you heard of the place called United States of America? It's one of the third world countries. You heard, you know, there's a guy named Mr. Trump, I think he's the secretary to somebody now. But anyway, I came from Trump land. I was there for 3 months. And the universities, we're doing programs in a lot of the universities, and the students are coming out. And what is our program? Kirtan. One night we did a program at a famous university, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It's in Boston area. And Prabhupada came in 1968 or 69. And spoke to the students there. And other senior devotees have come throughout the years. But this time there's one nice Indian couple. They had arranged this program regularly. They were inviting young people for kirtan programs. So they asked me to come one night, and they build it. Come and watch the dancing Swami. I'm thinking, what am I going to do now? I got to dance for the yogis. So, you know, so I gave it like a 5-minute speech, and Bhakti Shiv from London, he was there, and he did kirtan, and we had a night. And after that, at one point during the kirtan, I just got up and I just started dancing. because I thought I got it. You know, the sign said Dancing Swami, so I had to do something. So I didn't want him to become a, you know, telling lies. So so then they all got up, and it was like 25 students, all Westerners, not one Indian. They're all dancing, and they're dancing in circles. And after the end, they came back. They said, "Oh, this was so nice. We want to do more of this." We made friends with some of them and kept contact with them. So I did about four or five programs in different universities throughout that time I was there, and it was all centered around kirtan, all kirtan programs. So in the universities, especially I know in the United States of America, there's this eagerness for Eastern spirituality again. It's almost like the 60s when Prabhupada first came, and there was just this wave moving towards the East. People are coming now, but they're looking, their motivation is to get over their anxiety, get over their stress, find some kind of spirituality and meet some nice people and have a nice experience. So that's the mood. And so we come in with kirtan, and people are open. They'll dance, they'll chant. We'll teach them how to chant. We used to also give them japa beads and let them chant japa. So it's a big thing. Here in Ljubljana, you have a big university, right? How many students are there? 50,000? 40,000 students. Wow. You might need a bigger temple. You can start preaching in the universities and start doing programs. You're doing something?
Just now is one program.
Today, tonight.
Yeah. That's
Oh, yeah. Chanting.
Some discussion.
Discussion. Yeah, that discussions, and you can eventually bring about into kirtan programs and make nice prasad. Yeah, that's the thing. They come back because of prasad. And the kirtan. When Prabhupada was leaving the world in 1977, he did a lot of intimate discussions with his disciples that were kind of, they were recorded, but they weren't like public programs. They were mostly room conversations with three or four devotees or some little sangha with a bunch of people. And Prabhupada said, you know, people in this age, they can't understand this philosophy. It's too difficult for them. We should just spread this chanting everywhere and give them prasad. This is the way to preach in this age. It's not that we don't do philosophy, but this is the way that people are attracted. Chanting, and because chanting gives them a nice experience. They feel happy. This is something wonderful. I remember I was watching one kirtan on a video. It was in the middle of the winter time. I think it was New Year's Eve. And devotees in America, they go out on New Year's Eve to different downtown areas in different cities, and they do kirtan in the freezing cold. And so the people are out, and they're all having their own parties. So devotees are chanting. So sometimes they also join our programs. So they come, and they're all intoxicated, and they're all dancing and falling all over the place. And so one time I was watching this video, and the kirtan was going on, and the microphone got close to these two boys who were in the kirtan, who were just guests. And one of them said, "What are they singing?" And the other one says, "I don't know, but it's really nice." So even though they don't even know what the words are, they think, "Wow, this is great. This is better than our party." So we're planting some nice seeds, because if they get a taste for the holy name, and then gradually they start reading the books, and then, of course, meeting devotees, and then gradually they become devotees. So spread the holy name as much as possible whenever you can. And this is happening here in Ljubljana, but we can always do more, especially in the universities. Try to get programs going in all the universities around. Prabhupada said students are our best candidates. the old fogies, I mean, they'll come around. And, you know, but they don't change so much. And they have a hard time with Krishna consciousness. So we invite everyone to come, but the students, their lives are ahead of them. A lot of times they don't even know what they're going to do when they get out of college. They're just thinking. But if they're swept away by this experience of Harinam Sankirtan and meet nice devotees and read these books, many of them will start looking towards spiritual life for their future. So we have this. And this is our life. We have to preach. We're not so much interested in making nice arrangements to stay in the temple and sleeping nicely and having nice, so many nice things for ourselves. We want to make the temple as nice as possible, clean as possible, so many nice, so we can invite more and more people to come and take part in this Krishna conscious movement. Our whole movement is about preaching. Prabhupada said, when you're preaching, you are recognized by Krishna. And in this age, it's easy to preach because the holy name is there. Just bring the holy name into people's lives. Our whole movement, when Prabhupada started the movement, how did he start it? Sankirtan. He just had devotees going out every day into the streets with drums and kartals in different cities around America. Gradually people came, and see, the kirtans became bigger and more. So this is our life, to inspire people to chant and dance, and then bring them into the temples after. And then give them prasadam, and then speak to them Krishna conscious philosophy. Once they hear the philosophy, the chanting will purify them, where they can start to understand more about this philosophy that we have. Because it's very hard to understand this philosophy if you're still very much absorbed in material life. Okay, so Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Any comments, questions? I love your floor. It's really nice. I'll miss that squeaky sound. Huh?
We recorded.
You recorded that. Okay. That's just so you don't forget. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hmm. Thank you for inspiring talk.
The main part of my talk is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So if someone says, what did Maharaj talk about? Just say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yeah. What else did he say? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Goloka Prevadan, Harinam Sankirtan.
That's the answer. No, I'm just joking. I heard it's very important to preach, but meanwhile also, how to say, the people when they come, we have to
make them feel comfortable, answer
them,
their questions.
Engage them. Yeah. So there is a thought also why to go out if we don't have a program to cultivate them. So can you...
We need both. You have to, when you go out, you bring them in and you bring them into something that when they come, they have a nice experience. The most important thing is devotees are friendly. If devotees are friendly, you're welcome. You know, if new people come in and nobody talks to them, nobody pays attention to them, then I think, this is not for me. They're too busy. So the most important thing is to make people feel welcomed. You know, what's your name? How did you hear about it? You know, and then tell them about the temple. shown the pictures on the wall, explained the pictures, what they mean, you know, talk to them about, you know, anything about Krishna consciousness. Make people feel like their visit was, you know, a nice experience for us. We're happy to see you.
So that should not be an obstacle for us to go out.
No.
Because that could be.
As long as when they've come into the temple, devotees are friendly. That's the most important thing. Hospitable. We call it Vaishnav hospitality. The whole Vaishnav culture is a culture of respecting others. And respecting others comes in the form of treating people according to the situation. So there is a type of respect and culture for every type of exchange between the Lord and the devotees, between the devotees and the devotees, between devotees and senior devotees, between disciples and spiritual masters. There's an etiquette and a culture, but it's all based on respect. So also when new people come, we're respecting them because Krishna, it was in the heart, has told that person, hey, go to this temple. Because if Krishna doesn't tell them to come, they don't come. And if Krishna tells them to come, they come. So Krishna actually inspires them to come when we can receive them nicely. It's the same with book distribution. We are out there, people are not. Krishna say, buy this book. And the person says, all right, I'll buy it. We're thinking, I did it. It's true, yeah, Krishna. But we have to do our best and make it like, it seems like we're true. It's because it depends on us. We try our best and we do everything we can to inspire people to accept the book. But unless Krishna says that final word, buy the book, it doesn't happen. Yeah, so we want to, but the most important thing is that when people come, they feel welcomed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, anything else? Any comments about the floor? The floor is important. Because we have to dance on it. We have to walk on it. So the floor is very nice. It's like a whole new temple. My dream. I'll tell you my dream. Yeah, that's it. Not all of them, but that one. Somehow we can come up with some structural engineering to get rid of that pole and still keep the building from crashing down. That would be a great, because Srila Prabhupada has to look and beyond all the devotees standing in front of him and all the poles. I'm just wondering how much he sees of Panchatattva. Of course, his vision is transcendental. But still, we have to treat him like a person who is sitting in the back and needs to see also. So think about that one. How to? I'm sure you can come up with something. Even if you can streamline that pole and make it a skinny stick. Like a little steel rod coming down that's fully powerful to hold up the... like that. So that would be nice. And there's also devotees who hide behind that pole too, so it's not good. Nobody should hide behind poles. Okay, so who's that? Oh, okay, I had to put my glasses on, okay. Do you want to know what the lecture was about? Yeah, but it was more than that. The main part was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And tomorrow's lecture, same topic. The day after, same topic. Anyway, so we'll have a nice weekend. And devotees come to the kirtans, and we all come because they're our favorite kirtan here, but come to all of them. Because actually, when you come to all of them, what happens? You start to appreciate the other devotees who you may not normally come to. And you see, actually, wow, they actually sing really nice. I didn't really know that. That's a nice experience. I have that experience too. Sometimes there's somebody you just don't hear so much about, or and they stay in the background. Then you come and you say, oh, wow, that was a nice kirtan. So if we stay in the kirtan throughout the day, then we can absorb the holy name more and more. And the idea is never to, always to chant 24/7. 24/7. And it's possible. Prabhupada said it so many times. It's not like, oh, how do I do it? I gotta sleep. But if you go to bed and the holy name is with you, throughout the night it's there with you, and when you wake up it's still there. So you can keep the holy name with you when we become attached to chanting, attached to kirtan, attached to giving Krishna's mercy to others. Okay, so should we stop here? That's that smile of yes, Maharaj. Time to end. Okay, so welcome to what was it? This is the men's sangha, right? How did you get in? Snuck in there. Well, you know where the nectar is. Okay, so thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Prabhupada ki, Jai Hari Nam Sankirtan ki, Sri Pancha Tattva ki, Gaura Premanande.